Task 2. In this section, you will hear two short news reports about two different topics. Your task will be to write the letter of the correct answer into the boxes on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in three sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your answers. Start studying the task in your booklet now. Now listen to the whole recording.
This is ABC News. A French diving team has recovered wine bottles and dinner plates from the luxury liner Titanic, which sank in the North Atlantic in April 1912 after hitting an iceberg. Expedition officials say all artifacts recovered will be placed in special cartons for safety because they may be extremely delicate after 75 years underwater. The French team plans to display the Titanic artifacts at museums around the world. But some critics, like 82-year-old Eva Hart of London, whose father died in the sinking, calls them grave robbers. For the ABC Information Network, I'm John Degnan. A 29-year-old Mississippi woman is in critical but stable condition at the University of Mississippi Medical Center after undergoing a double lung transplant. Doctors say Kathy Marshall is a medical first in the U.S. since double lung transplants usually involve a heart transplant as well. Doctors say Marshall is now awake and alert following the 6-hour operation.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in three shorter sections.
This is ABC News. A French diving team has recovered wine bottles and dinner plates from the luxury liner Titanic, which sank in the North Atlantic in April 1912 after hitting an iceberg. Expedition officials say all artifacts recovered will be placed in special cartons for safety because they may be extremely delicate after 75 years underwater. The French team plans to display the Titanic artifacts at museums around the world. But some critics, like 82-year-old Eva Hart of London, whose father died in the sinking, calls them grave robbers. For the ABC Information Network, I'm John Degnan. A 29-year-old Mississippi woman is in critical but stable condition at the University of Mississippi Medical Center after undergoing a double lung transplant. Doctors say Kathy Marshall is a medical first in the U.S. since double lung transplants usually involve a heart transplant as well. Doctors say Marshall is now awake and alert following the 6-hour operation. Thank you.
This is the end of task 3.